listener production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. You might remember last week we brought you the story of South Burnett mum Susan Betty, who learned of her missing son Luke's death on Facebook.
Finding out via Facebook was probably the most devastating way to find out.
Well, the Department of Justice has launched an investigation into why the family wasn't told before the news was shared with the media. It's promised to work with police, Queensland Health and the coroner to investigate any system gaps Suzanne's story has highlighted. All councils have been finalised across the Darling Downs, with the final declarations being made across the weekend. With the new South Burnett Regional Mayor, Cathy Duff, vowing to investigate the Kingaroy and Anengo water quality following a number of complaints about the colour and smell. A new PropTrack report has found regional Queensland home prices reached a new peak in March. We recorded a 0.49% lift last month, contributing to an annual growth of 10.18%. To buy a house in the regions will now set you back on average $647,000. The Wellcamp Regional Accommodation Centre will be a centrepiece in a new Aussie film about a man stuck in immigration detention. Hundreds of cast and crew for Spit will descend on the once mothballed quarantine facility from today. They are expected to be living and working on site for several weeks. And the concrete had barely dried on a new helipad in the Southern Downs before the RACQ Life Flight chopper landed on it to help an injured camper. It's believed a teenage girl broke her arm after falling from a rope swing in the Goombara Valley over the Easter weekend. The chopper transported the girl to hospital. The new helipad, which was founded by the owners of the Goombara Valley campground, had only opened a few days before the incident.